Farmer of Hearts, Day 40. Am I drawing water from the true fountain? St. Augustine said, "Whether we realize it or not, prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God thirsts that we may thirst for Him." From the beginning of time, people have been yearning for something bigger than themselves. For those who are blessed, they know that something bigger, or that higher power, is God. Others will look and strive for an ideal world, or an ideology that helps them live better, or to lead their way. That is the thirst within each human soul, imprinted as part of our human nature. When we have something to look forward to, it gives us hope. But we are also bound to have expectations. God's chosen people had longed for a Savior who would come in with great power and splendid glory to meet their own expectation of what a Savior should be like. But Jesus Himself, what He taught, and what happened to Him disappointed them. When what they had dreamed for shattered, and when Jesus eventually died on the cross, disappointment sank deep into their hearts. They wondered, "What's next for me?" Faced with disappointments either from the outside or from within, people react differently. Some choose to stop hoping, to let despair take over, and eventually give up. They give up on God, on the world, and some even on themselves, to the point of taking the Judas way. Some, though, when faced with the reality of an empty tomb, remain hopeful because they have God's word and His promises in their hearts. They know that what is humanly impossible is possible for God. When they encounter God again, they can move on with restored confidence both in God and in themselves. That is the Peter's and the Apostles' way. Some choose, however, to give up hope on God and pick up confidence only on themselves. They believe humans alone can solve all problems and be self-reliant, that God is not needed. Some go to the extreme, playing God by attempting to change the course God has set out for us. They want to decide everything for themselves, to the point of upsetting the natural laws that God has designed lovingly for His beloved creatures. Indeed, God has given all of us the freedom to choose our way and our path, a free will given to us out of love. Yet, we need to understand that there are consequences for every decision we make. Our attitude and our perception dictate our path, and the path we take dictate our destiny and where we will be headed eventually. Don't let our expectations of our own desired outcome blind us from seeing the true picture, the true solution, and the real God. Don't let our unrealistic views of the ideal world and an ideology in our mind blindfold us from making the right decision. God's way and what He hopes for in us, the virtues of faith, hope, love, humility, patience, and childlike dependence, are never in harmony with the human way to aim for self-reliance, pleasures, possessions, power, popularity, and so on. We need to choose one way or the other, and we need to thirst for the water that can truly quench our thirst. In John chapter 4, verse 14, Jesus said, Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Only the living water from Christ can quench the deepest thirst in our hearts. What, then, is preventing us from flocking to Him to fill our void and to satisfy our souls? The fountain of living water that we are waiting for is also waiting for us. It is He who is the waiter. The ultimate intimacy with Jesus is when His thirst for our love meets our thirst for His love. Reflection. How thirsty am I for God and for His love? Am I drawing water from the true fountain? Today's prayer. Dear Lord, I come back to You again after wandering to look for my own treasures in life. I finally realize that You alone is what I thirst for, and You alone are enough for me. Forgive me for my desire to intoxicate myself with worldly treasures. From this day onward, I desire to be intoxicated only by Your love. As my response to Your invitation, Lord, I resolve to make one firm decision to choose You as my heart's desire, to treasure You as I have never been, and to fend off everything that will ever distract me from following You closely. Dear Lord, I am Yours, and You are mine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
If you have spiritually benefited from Farmers of Heart, please support our work. Please use the button at the top of the webpage to make an online donation. And we invite you to join our Holy Week online spiritual journey, Light in the Darkness. Let us experience fellowship and unity in the Lord by participating in our live broadcasts of spiritual events. For more details, please visit fll.cc/holyweek.